USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the United States passed 12 million coronavirus cases this week, there has been some good news in the fight against COVID-19. An antibody treatment from Regeneron has been granted an emergency use approval from the FDA. And Pfizer applied for emergency approval with the FDA after data from the Stage 3 trial of their vaccine showed it to be 95% effective in preventing infection. With the news that a vaccine could be right around the corner, many are asking what the administration's plans are for distributing it. White House Deputy Press Secretary Brian Morgenstern told Fox News that their plan would make sure that the most vulnerable Americans are able to be vaccinated first.
Those in nursing homes, long-term care facilities, over a certain age with comorbidities, that's how we'll distribute it to make sure that those Americans who have the highest risks are vaccinated fastest so that we can reduce their level of anxiety, reduce their level of risk, so that we can get back to normal life really as fast as possible.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says a coronavirus vaccine could be ready for distribution days after it gets approval from the FDA. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The nation's first coronavirus vaccine is set to go before the FDA on December 10th. That's when an advisory board will meet to consider Pfizer's request for emergency approval. The company reports the vaccine is 95% effective. Regarding the timing of things, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Within weeks, we could have a decision from FDA, and within 24 hours of that, we will have started distributing millions of doses of safe and effective vaccine to begin protecting our most vulnerable across America.
The Texas National Guard has been deployed to El Paso to assist with morgue operations as that city's hospitals near full capacity. There are currently more than 300 COVID patients in El Paso's intensive care units, and hospitals have brought in 10 temporary morgue trailers to deal with the spike in deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There are new lows in the percentage of Americans reporting that they or someone in their household have been victimized by a crime. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The rates for seven different crimes, break-ins, property theft, car theft, vandalism, aggravated theft, physical assault, and sexual assault, were followed over the last year. Gallup senior editor Jeff Jones tells us this survey found the lowest rates in Gallup's trend, which began 20 years ago.
20% of U.S. adults say their household has been the victim of a crime, and 13% say they personally were a victim. The lowest rates in Gallup's trend, which began in 2000.
Jones tells us these rates have declined over the last several years.
13% this year. For the last 3 years, it was at 15%, and the high in personal victimization was in 2014 at 19%.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And Lance Pry tells us about Michael J. Fox's new book from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Michael J. Fox has a new book, No Time Like the Future, An Optimist Considers Mortality. In the book, he describes a recent fall in a paraphrased audio clip.
Every day since the spinal cord surgery in April, everyone, doctors, family members, and friends have repeated this message to me over and over. You have one job, don't fall. Yeah, here I am. But for some reason, this just feels personal. Make lemons into lemonade, but I'm out of the lemonade business.
Fox was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease at 29 years of age. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.